I said before we begin, I just want to give you a little bit of an outlook on where we're going. Sefer Chos Talmidim is basically, I hope, we will finish the Sefer tonight, which is a real monumental accomplishment. There's at the end of the Sefer Tzibun V'Azharis, which is kind of like a recap, or it's called an epilogue, I think it's called. Is that right? Something like that. At the end, where it goes to the entire Sefer. We're going to try as hard as we can, Beis Hashem, Siyat Dishmaya, next Zman, to do as much as we can to be able to finish the Sefer by the Yahrzeit of the Pius Etzner Rebbe, and then make a Yahrzeit Suda / Siyum Le'ilin Nishmasai. But we're really, for all intents and purposes, we are finishing the Sefer, hopefully, tonight. That being the case, so hopefully next Monday night we'll have a different venue for our chizuk and Torah and Yerushalayim, and we're going to save the Tzivun Vazharis for El. It'll be an El Limud, and we're going to put extra time in because it's not so short. We're going to have to really put in some extra time. El Beis Hashem Mitzvah Tishmaya, but for now we're closing in on the end. Let's see if we could do it tonight. In the old printing, and this might be the last time I end up using the old printing because someone bought me a new Chovis HaTalmidim for the in honor of our finishing the. You wanted to do that, right? Oh, you just like hearing the old printing?
Yeah.
You like that, huh? So I'm going to give you the old printing, and you'll... It's got all my notes in it. You got all my notes. Well, Deval, we're in the old printing, Kuf Mem, and the new printing, Kuf Yud Ches. And the Zois V'Oi, the Rebbe, has been going on quite a bit about reminding us about that we have a very special opportunity. It's a very special and unique time in our lives that we have to the time of youth, where we can do things that can't be done later on in our lives. And sometimes we have so much energy that we're using it for other things. It's not really being channeled properly. And he's trying time and time again to behoove us to that's not the right word. To urge us that I don't think behoove us is the right word. I don't think so. You think it's good? Shimmy says, yeah, in the old printing it says behooves us. In the new printing it says urge. That we should be using our time properly. So here it goes. This, and we could say something more. This and more. Even a person that gives it all over when he's older, he gives everything over, all that he's got, he gives over for chasidus when he gets older. Even if he gets there, and he does it, and he works really hard. We said it's much easier when you're young. But even a person says, you know, even a person does it when they're older. Yeah, and they, we've seen people that they just turn it on. They go into overdrive somehow when they're 40, they're 50, they're 60, whatever it is. Even if he gets there, mikol mokoyim tekufasoy asher avru term shehischol b'avodasoy. That kufa, that period, that time before he turned it on, kol yemechayev techsarenu lo, he's going to be missing it his entire life. There's something that's going to be missing. There's a gap. You had an opportunity to capitalize on a special time of your life, and if you don't do it, it's always going to be missing. Chutz ben achasidim harishoinim asher hoyu bimei Baal Shem Tov Rebbe Rav Baruch zech tzadik v'kodesh levracha kivan shegam mikoydim hoyu kedoshim l'mayim l'me'asad aseinu. It's only very special, unique people, like very, very few people. or Baruch. You know, you go back previous generations for the, you know, the more Litvish, Rabbi Kiva. It was like, there's very few people that actually were able to, like, get back everything. Most of us, even if we turn it on, we'll get a lot, but there's still going to be something missing. Those special people, Rav Baruch, I assume it means Rav Baruch Mimezbish, and others like him that they started later on in life and still they got to where they got to. There's very few people like that. There's a Peldik Azach. Rav Nochem Pertzovitz was from a town called Trok. Rav Nochem was the Eloi. He was the Eloi from Trok. That was the name of the town he was from. Called him Rav Nochem Troker. Rav Nochem was a brilliant, brilliant mind. He became Rashiv and Amir, Rav Nochem Pertzovitz, married the daughter of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And the entire Amir right now is feeding off of Rav Nochem's Torah. Rav Asher Yehli is a son-in-law of Rav Nochem. And everyone that's there, everything is coming from Rav Nochem. Rav Nochem is it. He was a Talmud of Rav Ochber. Rav Nochem was... Mamish, the goyness, the brilliance of Rav Nochem is like, it's very hard to describe. Rav Nochem passed away at a very young age. He got sick even younger. And therefore, his legacy is not as famous necessarily as others. But the impact that Rav Nochem is having on the Olam HaTorah today is unbelievable. Rav Asher Yehli, that says the biggest shir in the world, he says most of what he says is from the Shver. It's from his father-in-law. And his father-in-law molded him. He was his prime Talmud and became his son-in-law. Rav Nochem, I can't describe to you Rav Nochem. Can't. The only thing I can tell you is they called Rav Nochem the younger Reb Kiveger. That's the only thing I could say. They compared him to Reb Kiveger, which, you know, people don't, they don't quote Reb Kiveger. You know, they don't say that easily. You know, you say Reb Kiveger is held in extremely high regard. He was called the younger Reb Kiveger. Rav Nochem learned in Mir. And during the war, he was there during the war, and there was a whole issue with the entire Mir was transported. Some of the Mir came to Eretz Yisrael, some of the Mir ended up in Shanghai, and there's the stories about what happened when the Mir had to move. But everyone's on the move, and Rav Nochem, at the time, was a Bachar, and he wasn't in yeshiva when they learned Maseches Kedushin. Rav Nochem said, Kedushin is my weakest Masechta. Because I never learned it in yeshiva, as a bachar. As a bachar, he didn't learn Kedushin. So Kedushin is my weakest mistake. It's all light now. Rav Nochem, you know, after the bachar is a yarn, Rav Nochem did plenty of learning, you know. Rav Nochem did so much more. You know, there's so much learning Rav Nochem did, but he said, there's always going to be a gap. There's always something missing, because I didn't do Kedushin in yeshiva. He missed it. He was, I think maybe he was in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshiva was in Shanghai. He wasn't with them. He missed out. And he said that he's feeling the effects for the rest of his life. He missed it. And that's something that we have to recognize, that we have opportunities, they don't come back. Even if we're gonna work extra hard later, it doesn't come back. There'll be a gap. Kiloimar, that means to say. Hamishne Oimeres. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Ben Arboim Lebina. Person is 40 years old, so he reaches a darga called Bina. Bina's understanding. Ben Chamishim LaEitza, 50 years old, and then he has Eitza, he has the ability to give advice. Zois Emeris, what does that mean? Shechai Ha'ish Nivdolim B'Tkufay Seyem. A person's life is divided by Tkufays, stages. Kishu Ben Arboim, when he's 40 years old, Daito Mechsheres LaBina. Then his mind is already, it's ripe, it's... His mind has developed, and it has matured to the point that he has true wisdom or understanding. Kishen nisvasvin loy oid eser shanim. When you add on to that another 10 years, higilat kufacheres. Then he reaches another stage in his life, which is eitza, which is the ability to give advice. V'loy b'tkufas elu shel arbaim v'chamishim b'vad. It's not only 40 and 50. There's many tkufas. Elokom misprashanim shel chomesh oy eser mishnoisav shalish. Every 5-10 years of a person's life, mischalkim etkufay sehem, they can be divided as a different tkufa, it's a different stage. something that a person could have done when he's a bachar, that's when a bachar is ripe for a certain type of approach, for a certain type of avoida, for accomplishing a certain goal. You can't do that when you're old. You just can't do it anymore. And certain things a person can do when he's older, some things you do when you're old, you can't do when you're younger. But there's certain things a person, progress, growth, change, a person can do when he's younger, that you just can't do anymore when you're older. It's just not possible. There's a story, I believe it's about the Satmar Rav. The Mishnah says over there, Ben Arboim Lebina, Ben Chamishim Le'etza, Ben Shishim Le'zikne. So someone on his 60th birthday came to the Satmar Rav and said, Rebbe, I'm very nervous. He said, why? He said, because it says Ben Shishim Le'zikne. You know, I don't want to be old. So, and I'm 60 years old. This is my 60th birthday. What should I do? Right? He said, you have nothing to worry about. So why not? He said, because it also says Ben Arboim Lebina. Nothing happened when you hit 40. Nothing's going to happen when you hit 60 either. No, that's what the Rebbe said to him. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in the Rebbe? I'm telling you, pshat in the Rebbe Shemaisa. The pshat is as follows. You don't just hit Ben Arboim Labina at 40. A person has to go through an entire process. There's Ben Chamesh Lamikra, Ben Chamesh Yisrael LaTalmud. There's the things that a person has to do. If you leave out in the beginning, you've got huge gaps in your progress. So then you hit 40 and nothing's going to happen. There's no Bina. You're still, the guy, the one that dies with the most toys, wins the game. There's no Bina over there. There's no wisdom. Still a little kid, just following all the other people. Doing nothing. There's no wisdom. If a person goes on the path that he has to go to, and he starts when he's young, and he works, so then he can reach to all these different things. But there's tkufas when you have to do things. You can't do them when you're at a different age and a different stage. Re'ei na pliyazu. I want you to see this pella. Shehanavi kishabisa b'dav dvar Hashem. The Navi is telling us. He is informing us. Mevaser, the Dvar Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is, Mashiach. Here goes. V'hoya achre kein eshpoch es kol ruchi. After all of these events, I will spill eshpoch es. I'll pour kol ruchi al kol basar. I'll pour all of my spirit on everybody. Everyone is feeling that they are, they've been filled with the spirit of the Lord. It says, and your children will be saying nevuah, kids, because the Dvar Hashem, the Ruach Hashem is everywhere. And then what does it say in the pasuk? Ziknechem chaloymos. The old people will be having dreams. Chaloymos yachlumu. Yachlumun. Ubachureihem chezyoynos yiru. And the young people, chezyoynos, will see visions. Old people, dreams. Young people, visions. Ri'as hazakenim b'chaloyim tihiyeh. Zakenim will see it in a dream. Ubachurim b'chizoyon. The young ones are going to see it in a vision. Loisha oimrim anu bazeh. Not coming now to tell you. He's not going to tell you the exact difference. To define the difference, what does it mean to see it in a dream? What does it mean to see it in a vision? It's not what he's coming to do. But you understand that it's not the same thing. The Navi says, if you're old, it's going to be a dream. If you're young, it's a vision. Because what you do, young people are capable of tapping into something else. Habachurim tkufaisayim v'zakenim tkufaisayim. Muvan me'elov shahapazak hazeh einu nagei l'nevi'ei Hashem. We're not talking about someone that's a real Navi. A Navi means he went through all the steps. The Pinchas Ben Yair speaks about the Mesilas Yisharim of Zahiris and the Kiyus and Zerizus and all that until he got to all the way. That a person, that's a perfect person. Because that person, Shahayu Lemailo Migufam, Lemailo Me'azmanim, and Oilam, that person is totally like outside of his body. It's like he's his total histalkus agashmius. He's like not physical at all. So that Nevuah is, you know, it has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about. It has nothing to do with being young or old. Navi doesn't make a difference how old you are, doesn't make a difference where you are or what you are. Navi, it's the Dvar Hashem coming straight to your neshama. A real, a regular standard Navi has nothing to do with any particular tkufa. Rak aposik oimer bazeh, I'll call Am Yisrael. Now we're talking about everyone. Hashem said, I'm spilling. It's being shayfech. It's ruchay. So he's spilling it onto Klai Yisrael. That means that they're not regular Nevi'im. If they were, he wouldn't have to spill it on them. That means that something is going here that's not regular. Commercial kosev. V'af ala avodim ala shvachos, it says over there. Even on slaves and on maidservants. Everyone's getting Dvar Hashem over here. Eshpoich es ruchi. V'chol ha'am heim af begat lusam. V'tkufoisehem yishtabdu. Everyone, Hashem's pouring it on. You're still going to be limited, or you're going to, a person's going to be able to grasp according to his tkufa. Zois Ameris. Sha'af b'avodas Hashem chulok ha'ish l'tkufa yisaf. Even in his avodas Hashem, a person is divided, is separated based on his tkufa, which means on what stage is in his life. V'chol achas mehem mukhshar l'acheres. If a person is 15 years old, so he's mukhshar to one thing. 20 years old, something else. 25, already a different thing. 30, is already in a whole different league. In some ways, he's more developed and more prepared. In some ways, he just doesn't have the strength anymore. Doesn't have the energy. Doesn't have the fire. L'mashal, yeshnam tkufais alumim shemukhshar ish b'zeh yoyser leis lai. There's certain times a person is more yoyser, mukhshar, it's more prepared, he's more susceptible to his slavos, to getting excited, to getting worked up. V'yeshnam tkufais kainim yoyser, when the people are older, mukhshar leis aneg bo yoyser minoyim elyon. The mukhshamor to just like enjoy, you know, slow moving, you know, something that just like gentle, soft. They enjoy that, you know. I remember when I was younger, and I was by my Zeta's house. My Zeta used to listen to music on record player. We had record players. They didn't have cassettes. Cassettes were like, I'm not sure they even existed at the time, but he definitely didn't have any, and he was playing for me music, and I was singing, you know, whatever was popular at the time. He's like, you call that music? That's not music, you know? Yossele Rosenblatt, that's what we were listening to, Yossele Rosenblatt on the records. Now I listen to music, and I'm like, you call this music, isn't it? I'm like, oh my goodness. The white hairs are showing, you know? But it's a different tkufa. This is a tkufa when a person is mukhshar, to like, you know, to getting excited and to the tempo and to, and this tkufa, and they're not. You're just not mukhshar to it anymore. We've gone many, many times to army bases on Purim. Those that haven't had the experience, I feel bad for you that you weren't able to do it with us. Those that have been here for longer we've done it, and it's a phenomenal experience. These are people that don't have much really connection to Yiddishkeit, but we get in there and we're dancing and singing, and you know, we go with this with another organization, and they have like these, they bring these ramkols, like portable amps, the speakers, because they, you know, they think that you have to make a lot of noise. Drop the amps, drop the speakers. Everyone's singing and dancing, and they're like in shock. But you know, it's like, it's unbelievable, and there's so much energy, and there's so much excitement, and it's really beautiful. Didn't do it this year. This year, I took a different trip. I took a trip to Tel Aviv with the Avreichim, and in Tel Aviv, in one of the main squares there, we made a Hanukkah masiba, and I was all revved up, ready to, you know, we're gonna sing and dance. But people in Tel Aviv were like 40, 50, 60. Like, no one was interested in dancing at all. They were all just like, you know, enjoying, like, you know, the sufganiyot, you know, like, oh, nice, nice, talking, you know. I was like, let's go, let's dance, you know. Like, no, it's not happening, you know. You go with the kids that are in the army, so they're 18, 19, 20 years old, they got the energy, they got the fire in them, they're like excited. these people, oh, this is so nice. Oh, very nice. Oh, so where are you from? Like, you know, it's Hanukkah. You want to, like, should we sing a little day? Like, let's just talk, you know. So just enjoy conversation. They're old people. That's old people. It just doesn't do it for them anymore. You know, there was that one guy going like this. That's, but that wasn't gonna, you know, I wasn't gonna join in on that. There's tkufos. There's tkufos a person has where you have, there's an energy a person can tap into, and you could do, you could go 0 to 60 much, much easier when you're that age than when a person already hits 30, 35, 40, 50, 60. You know, you forget it. You're not going 0 to 60. Seriously, you don't know, 60 is not on the speedometer, you know? You're like, you're maxing out at like 25, 30, and that's it, and that's like good speed for you. You know the old people that are in the left lane, and they're like, you know, think that they're going so fast, you're like, you can't understand what they're doing. You know those people. They're like, this is fast. What do you mean? I'm going fast. But that's it. There's tkufas in a person's life. When a person is mukhsha to doing some things, and other tkufas that he's just not anymore. Yeshnam tkufas shebeshoa she'eno mislav eino margish ma'uma. There's this tkufas when a person doesn't feel like excited, doesn't feel anything. The yeshnam she'af beshoa she'eno mislav. There's other times when a person is, it's calm. Nothing exciting. Magish arevos. He's just enjoying, you know, the sweetness. Just enjoying going for a walk. Just enjoying smelling a flower. Just enjoying, you know, drinking a cup of tea or just plain old hot water with sugar. Whatever it is. And that's good. They're happy with that. Masikas af mikol davar pashut. From simple little things. And it's a different stage in a person's life. Af mikol ois batoyru tefila she'oimer. And also in regards to Torah, there's different tkufas. There's tkufas in a person's life when a person is like revved up and he's pumped and he's like ready and he's going to do shakav Torah, baal peh, mesechta 7 times, 10 times. He's going to push and he's going to excited and it's hak and he's getting into it. And there's other times a person is like, you know, let's say Tehillim. And it's nice. And you know, and other people are like Tehillim, it's like boring, because they want like, you know, give me lumdis, give me geschmack, give me push me dry. Like, and other people are like, there's no rush. What is your rush? There's tkufas in a person's life that he goes through. Starts more in his mind. He's being misamik, he's getting to the depths of, he's asking Akash, he's saying a teretz. Other times when his heart is like into it and he feels like he's connecting with it and it's something that he's feeling excited about. If a person starts when he's younger, to serve Hashem in the ways of Chasidus. He takes out everything he's got. He puts it all into his Avodas Hashem. He gives it his all. Oz kulam tikabana boy. Listen to this beautiful thing. Then all the different tkufos are going to become ingrained in him, become a part of him. Tikabana boy. When he gets older, tiavodosai min klilas yoifi. Shekol ha'gavonim v'hatzurois mitkufoisav hashanim. Which means all the different periods in a person's life, they're going to like blend. It'll be a beautiful kaleidoscope of colors, which is, he still has in part of him. You know, when I was 16, the way I was Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way I shteiged, still part of him when he's older. When I was 18, what I was doing in yeshiva, I was 20 years old, and when he's 60, he's got all of that together. What a beautiful tapestry. He just brings everything together, and it all blends so beautifully. As opposed to a person that only starts when he's 60, he's one-dimensional. He's got such gaps. He's missing so much. He doesn't feel complete. This doesn't work right. Person has to try when he's younger to make sure that what he's doing now, he's not going to regret and he's 50 years old, and he's 60 years old. You know, there's a movie that's playing in the theaters that's an action movie, I believe. It's called Transformers. That's topped $500 million over the first weekend that it opened. $500 million. Who's watching action movies? Kids. Right? This is for kids. You don't see... I mean, I haven't honestly checked movie theaters recently, but I don't think you see like 65-year-old men, watching action movies, unless they're 65-year-old bodies and still 20-year-old kids. But this is for young people. Young people like action. Young people like seeing things happen. But there's people that are there. They're in the movie theaters and they're watching Transformers. And there's people that are here and they are Transformers. They're changing who they are. They're becoming different people. I can look in this room. I see people that are totally different than they were. The Transformers of the theater is at an age of distinction. It's over. Over here, it's beginning. We're starting. We have so much more we could do. And when you do that at 18, you build on it. When you're 19 and 20 and 30, it's all coming off of this, what you're doing with this age. And you watch dumb movie when you're 18 years old, it's over, it's done, it's extinct. And so is your youth. It's finished, you lost it. It's opportunities. We have no opportunities. You know how lucky we are that we're here in Yeshiva right now. We have just a few weeks left to the summer Zman. And Baruch Hashem, the Beis Medrash, the Kol of the Beis Medrash is vibrant. The Olam is alive. There's, I as a favor to one of the Bachrim, I checked how many Bachrim left the Zman early, the Zman, that are like in camps. Now there are some other Bachrim that had to take leave of Yeshiva for other various reasons. That they regret, as we spoke about last week. But I'm talking about boys that, that the yeshiva came to, we agreed together that they should leave early. There's 8 boys in the entire yeshiva. Everyone else is here. We're all here, and we're all shtayim. That's amazing. I have to be honest. You boys are amazing. And you should be proud of yourselves and realize that every day you're here, you're not just... It's not just another day in the Beis Medrash. Your entire life is going to feed off of this. Everything about you is changing. And you look at the different people, and you see them. I was talking to some of the older Bachram, and I said, look at the boys, the way that they came into Yeshiva, and where they are now. It's like amazing. They changed people. And that's what we're doing in our entire life. Our entire life now is going to be changed. Another day in Yeshiva, it's not just another moment. The rest of your life is going to look different because every day you're building off of that. Everything's being built off of what we're doing now. We're building skyscrapers. So what does it say? Kulam tikavana lele zikna tia avidasa min klilas yoifi shekol agvonen vatsuras mitkufayse vashaynais bom misrois. Everything is going to be apparent. Aval im ya'acher. But if a person pushes it off and he doesn't do it, lehisragel bo af im yagialo. You're going to be missing. If you don't do it now, so then whatever you do, whatever you accomplish, it's going to have gaps. Now, this is the end. This is the end of the Sefer. Umeata Talmidim. Na'arim ubachurim. Avoides akel akodesh agodo hagibo v'hadnoira atem oivdim. You're doing Hashem's work. You're serving Hashem. V'tzivoysav shel harom al kol haromim. You are the army. You are the legions. The tzivos of the Rom al kol haromim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the exalted above all other exalted. Shel ha'ein soif. Shem has no end. Ein tachlis. Zachisem liyos. You are zoicha. We are zoicha right now. All of us sitting here presently are included in that description. Zachisem liyos. Malchei mailo. Oysa yisbaruch lo yiru. Malchei mailo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't see. Ayim HaKoyim Kavoyde Yeshua. They're asking, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory? Where is it? The Malachim can't find it. Ve'aleichem Yishkoin U'besoichichem Yodu. And Hashem is resting on you. Right now, everything is on your shoulders. It's on your back. Kvod Shemayim, where is it in the world? It's in the Yeshiva Bachrim. It's right here. It's on your back. U'besoichichem Yodu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is inside of you. Ve'afes Shemayim Veshimchem Tzevoisov Hashem Tzevokoy Snikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the Lord of my army, of my legions. This is where Hashem puts his name. Imru Elof. Let's say to Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu, Hashem, our Father in heaven, Lecha Anu, we're here for you. As Kol Koychaseinu, all of our power, all of our strength, Nishmoiseinu, our entire heart and soul, Lecha Anu Maisim, we're going to give it over to you. Ula Tayrascha, Ula Avoidascha, Anu Nesunim. To your Tayra, to your Avoida, to your service, we're giving ourselves over. We're here. Omeata Talmidim Vasikim, and from now, Lechu Vekivshu Es Ha'olam. Go and conquer the world. La Avichem Melech. HaKavod. Conquer the world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. We have to be there, be ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be people that can bring out the Kvod Shamayim, that we should be Zoyche, that on that day, the entire world will see Yi Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, Mazel Tov.